Y100, your music leader with the hottest new hits. This week, featuring the latest from Force MDs. Falco. Prince and the Revolution. And Van Halen.
Oh, it's got what it takes.
Y100.
So tell me why can't this be
the most listened to radio station in Florida. Number one for hit music and more fun.
Got to know why can't this be love? I wanna know why can't this be love?
Y100. Van Halen, a round of applause. That's great.
Woo!
All right. Sammy Hagar, of course, and I'm sure glad to see Eddie Van Halen picked up Sammy, because he's been a great vocalist in his own right, his own albums for a long, long time, and that's going to make him a superstar. Let's go, Why Can't This Be Love? We'll play that again later. Rami Amadeus coming up. Amadeus coming up, too, so don't go away. Mostly cloudy, high of 75. Rain chance about 50-50 later on today. Rain, rather, the weather for the Grand Prix looks good, though. Sunny, windy, but cold. A high of about 58 degrees tomorrow. So if you guys wear your racing jacket and not sweat a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, and Athlete's Foot is coming up with sports. And on the show this morning, in person, coming to our studios to be with us, A.J. Foyt. And
all
Preston
right.
Hine. So we will find out what's going on with the Grand Prix. Say hi to A.J. Get the lowdown. It's 6:45 now, and time for the school lunch venue. Good morning, Footy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Sonny. How are you?
How long have you known AJ? You've met him before, haven't you?
Yeah, from a distance. I've done press conferences with him and things. It's he's quite an exciting guy. You better batten down the hatches when he gets up. He doesn't mince words, so to speak.
Have you got some honey ready for him?
AJ will take whatever honey he wants at his own pace. Now, you know, in all seriousness, AJ Foyt is in the world of motorsports. He's the equivalent of Muhammad Ali in boxing or Jack Nicklaus in golf. He is the king.
Yeah, he sure is.
Big daddy. Preston told me that Parnelli Jones is the only one that could ever talk to AJ, you know, on an equal level.
Yeah, that's right. We'll find out exactly what's going on very shortly. But right
he
now,
told me he's going to slap you around for opening.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Yeah, he's that famous, he can take a picture of it. Here was what we have in Broward School this morning. Pizza. Or taco. I like that choice. Lettuce and tomato salad, corn, orange juice bar and milk, fish and cheese.
Oh.
Additional secondary choices are tuna noodle casserole.
Well, that's what you're having for breakfast.
Well, I'm having tuna
noodle casserole.
Macaroni salad.
Oh, okay.
Well,
ham sandwich or chef salad, steak fries or tater tots, mixed vegetables, fresh fruit or cabbage slaw, fruit juice or pears, jello or peanut butter cookie. That's what's going on there. And now, here is the Palm Beach menu we're on.
Hey, hot buttered waffle up there in Palm Beach for breakfast today.
Oh, boy.
Fruit or juice and milk. Fish filet and hot buttered cornbread. And chili and hot buttered cornbread. Or the Build a Bowl of Chili Salad Bar.
Build a Bowl of Chili?
I can't wait to hear what that is. Mexicali corn.
Ah, that sounds delicious. How about a little Mexicali corn?
Yeah. French fries, song. Lettuce and tomato, fruit or juice and milk.
Okay, now with the day menu, here is Juanita 140. What's going on?
Beefaroni, oven-fried fish square on a bun with tartar sauce, or a cold-cut sandwich are your main dish selections this morning.
Beefaroni, pescado frito, pan con pedazos de carne fría.
Chilled peaches, cherry garnish, juice, southern-style green beans. Garden, let me finish this. Garden salad with dressing, oatmeal cookie. Almond Sandy is here as a cookie this morning and some milk.
Melocotones, jugo, habichuelas al estilo sureño, ensalada jardinera, panecillo de avena y ajo, galleta de almendra a la Sandy y la leche.
A la Sandy.
A la Sandy.
Y100.
La música de la Mista Mista, un Y100.
Sonny Fox, good morning.
Hello.
Oh, hi there, Buford. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, say. Sitting here on the porch of my trailer in my underwear having a beer this morning. And
a little brisk out to be wearing just your underwear.
Yeah, it's got me awake, I'll tell you that. Yes, sirree. I heard y'all talking about excuses for being late for work and such.
Oh, yeah, right.
I tell you one thing, boy. I had one of the best excuses I ever heard for being late one time.
What was it?
I had to bury my dog.
Bury a dog? What happened?
He got into my refrigerator and drank an entire six-pack of my beer.
You mean a six-pack of beer killed your dog?
No, I killed him once I found out about it. I remember one time Darnell was late for work. He told his boss man he went on a date.
Yep.
Sat out in front of the drive-in theater over here in Davie for 2 days waiting to see the movie.
What movie was that?
Closed for the season. You think that there's an excuse? My wife, Ruth Ann, come up with a doggonedest excuse for being late I've ever heard.
Oh, really?
I was sitting at the dinner breakfast table having me some breakfast one morning, about 7:30. She comes strolling in with her hair all a muss, her clothes all disheveled. I took one look at her. I said, "Where you been all night, Ruth Ann?" She says, "I've been over to my sister's house all night." Well, right there, I knew it was a lie.
How'd you know that?
Because I'd been over to her sister's house all night. Ruth Ann, hi. I was just telling a little joke to my... No, it was a joke. Oh, put down the toaster, dear. I'm just kidding. I don't even like your sister. Oh, it's your cousin. No, I mean...
7 o'clock, and your radio's locked. On 100.7 WHYI, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and the Palm Beaches. Y100.